The Slums of Brentwood, 1982. If my first journey into the forest back in the spring of 1979 was like a Grimm Brothers fairy tale, by the spring of 1982, when I auditioned for Gary Goldberg, the scenario was just plain grim. No happily ever after in sight. Now and then I'd receive a residual check for an old commercial or TV episode. Diane, while still nominally my girlfriend, had returned to Vancouver, this time staying there to find a full-time job. She liked California, but why live the life of a starving artist if she didn't have to? What few possessions I owned, like my furniture, I began to liquidate. Over a period of months, I sold off my sectional sofa, section by section. My parents would send a few dollars when they had it to spare. Lately, however, my friends and family in Canada were urging me to quit and come home. Whether it would be an ignominious slouch homeward or a miraculous reversal of fortune, something had to give. And soon, I was down to days. Paramount Studios, Hollywood, 1982. Judith Wiener met me in the reception area. The callback had surprised me. It had been, what, a month since I first read for Family Ties? I tried to affect an air of confidence, so I'm sure I reeked of desperation. Judith prepped me. You'll be meeting the same people, three of the writers and Gary Goldberg, the creator-producer. One suggestion. Do what you can to make the character a little more lovable. Lovable? The guy was a know-it-all, tie-wearing, Nixon-worshipping teenager who valued money above all else. You got it, I promised. I had to land this job. Whatever happened in the next 10 minutes was going to decide my fate one way or the other. Judith showed me in. Gary recited a rambling monologue about what made Alex tick. I nodded, and then I read. Right away, I could feel I was in the zone. The laughter was huge, and it wasn't just writers laughing at their own jokes laughter. They were laughing at what I was bringing to it. Gary offered a few brief notes, and I went through it again. Now I was feeling, if not cockiness, then something akin to joy. I even ad-libbed a little, sometimes a risky play, but I was scoring with every single line. After I finished, the laughter rolled on, but it had a different quality now, something I later understand to be relief. Gary David Goldberg, a dark, bearded, thick-set bear of a man, leaned back in his leather chair and tried in vain to cover his delight with a mask of mock outrage. "Judith," he bellowed. "Why didn't anybody tell me about this kid?"